640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A graduation ceremony turned deadly in Richmond, Virginia. The ceremony had just wrapped up near Virginia Commonwealth University when outside shots were fired. Two are dead, several others injured. A suspect is in custody who police say may have known one of the victims. WTVR-TV's John Burkett.
My crime insider sources telling me the 18-year-old victim was also related to the 36-year-old man shot and killed in May. Even have ties to the 9-year-old girl that police say was hit by a car outside the theater in the chaos to escape the shots being fired.
Well, no, you aren't imagining it. It is hazy in the Northeast, and it's coming from Canadian wildfires seeping into the air. WCBS-TV's Alicia Reed reports.
A smoky haze filled the skies over Yankee Stadium. Tourists on the west side struggled to see the sights.
We just got back from circling Ellis Island and, you know, couldn't see the Statue of Liberty maybe as good as we could have.
Due to the smoke from more than 400 wildfires burning in Canada, one can barely make out the skyline.
A lot of Republicans want the White House. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced his 2024 presidential campaign today in New Hampshire. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns was there.
The next challenge is meeting the donor and polling requirements for the debate stage, where he's vowed to go after Donald Trump. Also among the criteria, a pledge to support the eventual nominee. And neither Christie nor Trump have said whether they'll sign it.
There's an investigation into whether migrants flown from Texas to Sacramento, California this week went willingly. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said so, but California officials don't buy it.
Human beings are being used as political pawns in someone's political game.
Since Friday, two private jets carrying three dozen asylum seekers, mainly from Venezuela, traveled to Sacramento from the Texas border. It's believed many of them had no idea where they were going, despite Florida's claims.
That's CBS's Elise Preston. A company that makes a nutritional supplement is facing legal action. Our Jim Crisula with details.
Ontario, Canada-based Feel Good Natural Health Stores has pleaded guilty to violating federal law. The company admitted to illegally selling in the U.S. capsules containing oil from harp seals. It was sold as a nutritional supplement with the promise of containing healthy fats.
And someone left a dead raccoon and a sign with what's being described as racially hateful language outside the office of Redmond, Oregon Mayor Ed Fitch. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Should AI come with a warning? Like a warning label? Like how we have nutrition labels or ratings on movies and TV shows. But should something that's created by AI come with a disclaimer? 844-967-2789. And the follow-up question to that is that too much regulation? Does it not go far enough? In these uncertain times of the rapid development of AI, what is the role of trying to curb harm? 844-967-2789. That is 844-967-2789. Party. Jane Matnair, would knowing that something was or was not made by AI change how you consumed it?
It may. And I certainly think we need warning labels. I mean, when some of the main people who invented artificial intelligence are coming forward saying, wait, this might not be good, I think we should listen to them. Right.
I agree. And I bring this up because Representative Torres, who's a Democrat from New York in Congress, is introducing legislation that would require products of generative artificial intelligence to be accompanied by a disclaimer, which I think is a good thing. I think in the details of how often, like how big, like how much and like what is, because if in ChatGPT, it's like, well, I gave it a prompt. It gave me something back. I improved upon it as a human. Like it is this, like in certain cases, a co-working thing. I don't know. And so, I mean, it matters because I have so many articles bookmarked to go try to play, like find the time to go play with the different AI tools.
Right.
Because there's a part of me that believes it can make me more efficient. There's probably some stuff I'm doing every day that I could have ChatGPT or one of these things help me do that's repetitive. But like even the learning curve of learning how to do it, I feel like I don't have the time or patience for in the moment. But it's improving at a record pace,
yes.
Right?
And, yes, it is.
And it's also, like, even experts, as you just said, Jane, are saying, like, disclosure is going to be crucial to combat fraud and maintain, like, healthy political discourse, if you can argue that we still have that. But this bill is the latest in a new wave of legislative efforts to regulate AI as, you know, Congress tries to figure out how they're going to deal with it. Like, how do you balance societal advancement with mitigating harm? And it's kind of but what I understand so far is it's bipartisan as far as Chuck Schumer is developing other legislation as far as when it comes to AI. But I'm just curious. I'm curious as far as how people think about what is the healthiest way for our society to continue to like use this to our advantage, but not let it take over like the Matrix.
Exactly. So my question is, when we're talking about products associated with AI, is this all written word or works of art? Or, I mean, are we talking about products? Are we, what exactly?
So I think it's a wide ranging thing. So like on the one side, there is articles written by AI, right? Like write a blog post for me. There is images made by AI. And that's some of the stuff that I think is actually the videos and the photos, because that was at the end of last month. So like end of May, there was a photo of an explosion at the Pentagon. Do you remember when this happened a couple weeks ago?
That one I missed.
So it was exactly that. It was someone probably put into one of the AI simulators. It was
okay.
Like, create an explosion at the Pentagon. And it was not a real photo. And it caused chaos online. Like
I
within
bet.
A matter of minutes, it got posted, it got reposted, and it looked really real. And it spread on Twitter and other social media accounts. And then like it got all the way up to the White House to like shut it down. And it was quickly determined to be a hoax, because obviously that's something you can verify pretty quickly. Like, hey, Pentagon, did you just get a bomb?
Was there an explosion?
Yes. Is everyone okay? No? Yeah? Okay. Okay. So this photo is not real. But it had real impact. It moved financial markets.
Oh my gosh. That's not good.
It's not good, but we've also talked about it with, we've talked about this with politics and like what's going to happen with political ads. And I just am curious of what people think is rational regulation on this, and is like anything that could be created come with a watermark or come with a, you know, in the same way we're used to TV shows when they pop up and what rating they have. So you know if your kids should watch it or not. Like, is that a start to know, like, hey, this is something that was generated by AI. You can still consume it. It is here. It exists. We're not saying you can't use these tools.
Right.
But it needs to come with the asterisks. 844-967-2789. And because I don't know... I don't see the downside of it.
Why? It's just a warning or a product announcement. I don't see how this is impeding anything. They're not saying stop developing AI. They're not saying you can't make these products. We just want to inform the public that artificial intelligence was behind what it X.
Yeah. Like in this bill specifically, it would have like disclaimer, this output has been generated by artificial intelligence. And it says that the enforcement would be under the jurisdiction of the Federal Trade Commission, which imposes civil fines for disclosure violations. And there's another even broader bill introduced by Representative Yvette Clark, also from New York, which would require disclosures from AI generated political advertising, which I think is super important.
Oh, that's critical.
Because that has already been a problem
yes.
for the 2024 election. And so we'll see if that one gets any traction. But it comes back to like if the FTC was in charge of this, how often would the disclaimer be provided? Like how would attempts to remove the disclaimer be prevented? How would generative AI be distinguished from other types of AI that don't require disclosure? So like it's more complicated than just, well, this is what you have to do now. But I feel like at least a disclaimer, even, and like, you know, if you can't, because now I'm trying to think of everyone saying, oh, kids are going to cheat and like, you know, write their papers using AI. And so like, was that without just like the actual copying and pasting? I don't know. That doesn't come with a watermark though. Like the text versus an image or a video.
Right. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY from the 541. Anything that is real and unedited should be marked. So anything without it is assumed to be fake.
Oh.
And from the 414. Yeah. From the 414, AI is a knife's edge for humanity, an amazing advancement, or a horror leading to massive job losses, a loss of truth, education upheaval, and a true change to what is real.
And then we have Ben Zimmerman on the YouTube live stream saying, it depends what the AI is for. Military weapons is a hard no, because recently an AI weapon trail targeted friendlies for, quote, points. Drawing district maps, I'd favor AI over human. Well, doesn't it all depend on the inputs you put into it, though?
I think so. But again, there's always the concern that it will develop a way to learn on its own. And some of the things that I've been hearing just in the last couple of days, a couple different interviews on public radio, going back to some of the founders of this, in a military situation, this is just terrifying. To give artificial intelligence the ability to choose which targets to hit.
That is terrifying.
Think about it. I mean, it's... this is like shades of Jurassic Park and all kind, and The Matrix. And it's just, there's lots of things that could go wrong.
Well, and that's like a different level. Like, I feel like I was just thinking about this. Maybe this is my simplistic because I have not taken the time to actually play with it more. But, you know, like the images, the output of like written word. I guess there's also, you know, there's also music that's been in the last couple months, like a song that went viral on TikTok that was a mashup of Drake and
somebody.
Oh God, it was Drake and somebody.
Big
and
hit, obviously.
Then they had to shut it down because they're like, oh, this song is not real. But one report from Europol, the European Union's law enforcement agency, predicted that as much as 90% of content on the internet could be created or edited by AI by 2026.
That's terrible.
So within 3 years from now. And the truth is, I mean, there's already so many edited images, right? Like Facetune is a girl's best friend when it comes to cleaning up what you look like and getting rid of those wrinkles.
Oh, show me how to use it after the show.
You don't post that many pictures of yourself, but I will show you how to use it. I've been known to tap my forehead and be like, I'm going to make that look a little less wrinkly. All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. Should AI come with a warning label, or what is the regulations needed as we embark on a brave new world of AI everything? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Would love to hear from you. We will keep this conversation going after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Do you believe in life after love?
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 50. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 75. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 46. Mid-70s Thursday. Turning warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on 540 AM WAUK.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And right now we are discussing, should AI come with a warning label? Or is that not go far enough? What regulation is going to be needed to balance mitigating harm that AI can cause versus taking advantage of the usefulness that it can provide? 844-967-2789. But just a quick preview of where we're ending the show and why Jane may have just played that bumper music. We are ending today's show at 11:30 with a debate over what is the most annoying song of all time. Who let the dogs out might be up there.
There are so many. There are so many, but it's a very subjective thing. So all of the bumps in and out today are all on a list for the worst songs of all time. If you want to defend them, that's great. If you would like to submit your own nominee who I might miss for worst songs of all time, you can always call, you can always text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Speaking of the text line, you said we have a couple texts on the topic.
I do. From the 262, talking about AI, my opinion is that it depends upon the application. Arts and entertainment would be less of a priority for me than a political ad or something in the educational or medical field. Definitely. Good point about the medical field.
Yes, certainly. Well, but even art, because then art is.
Is it art?
I guess I guess it doesn't feel as like misinformation-y if it's like a created image just for consumption, because that gets into a whole other thing as far as like the art stuff is just stealing existing work, right? Like it's looking at stuff that already exists in the world. And I just go back to like the writer's strike right now of this assumption upon like executives thinking that they can replace writers with AI. And it's like, you're the ones who just crunch numbers. Like you don't actually do a job that is creative. I think your job could probably be replaced by AI more efficiently than the creatives could, but I might be a little bummed.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY from the 414. Think of how far computing has come in the 25 years since Pong was invented. Now think of what AI will do in the next 25 years. Our StreamYard link has apparently died. 844-967-2789 if you would like to join us and talk about, should we have warning labels on things that are produced by artificial
for a lawyer.
Intel.
Oh, go ahead,
there, you're back.
I'm back.
Oh, good.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you either.
So I know.
I was also talking.
All of a sudden, the screen went blank. I love when that happens.
What were you talking about?
I was filling. That's called a ramp, Kristen. I was ramping.
So I was going to talk about the fact that there's also people who are trying to use this for their job. In that this was a couple weeks ago or a week or so ago that ChatGPT is not quite ready to be your lawyer. And one attorney found out the hard way. And so there was one New York attorney who must now face the music for letting AI do the heavy lifting after filing a brief containing multiple references to non-existent cases.
Oh, wow.
Stephen Schwartz of Levitow and Obermann, who has practiced for more than 30 years, so this is not like a fresh lawyer, represents a client suing the Colombian airline Avianca over injuries he claims he got when a serving cart bumped into him mid-flight. It's a pretty run-of-the-mill case, except that Schwartz submitted a brief to the court that included references to what the federal judge hearing the suit called six bogus judicial decisions with bogus quotes and bogus internal citations.
Wow.
To support his position. It turns out that he relied on ChatGPT for his legal research, and it simply just made those cases up.
So even ChatGPT will cheat.
Yeah, and insisted they were real and available in major legal databases when he asked the bot for a source.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, you know, you can't rely on it for everything. But then on top of that, there was also the NEDA, National Eating Disorder Association, has a helpline, has a live chat helpline, and they let go all of the humans. And
really?
Instead had a chat, a chat bot to replace all of the people who were actually working. And again, as someone who had an eating disorder many years ago, having a real human to talk to would be important, especially when the chat bots starts giving you bad information that is encouraging you to deepen your eating disorder, which is what happened.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so they have no live support right now. And the nonprofit said the chatbot named Tessa was replaced six helpline employees and the 200 volunteers. But then within a couple days, it started giving really bad advice out. And so that goes beyond what a disclaimer could do, I think. But it's just interesting to me as far as people jumping in too quickly to rely on this thing as cost-cutting measures before it's proven to be accurate, proven to be helpful, also just proving to be misleading.
I want to share one more text before we go to break at 844-967-2789. This is completely unrelated, but I love it from the 414. I hope you know this 10 a.m. new start with you guys forces me to pick between As Goes Wisconsin and The Price is Right. Life is not fair. It's those tough, tough decisions we have
those tough
to make.
Calls.
It's hard, I know.
What's the prize? Let's if they're watching it in the background. Maybe we can let us know what the prize is today. Maybe we can start doing a segment. We can start doing a Price is Right guessing segment on the show.
I like that.
To make up for it.
We'll do our best.
We'll see if we can incorporate it one way or another. But thank you for choosing us today, at least. All right. Well, when we come back, we are going to do the good, the bad, and the sanctimonious of headlines. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Two are dead, shot outside of a high school graduation ceremony in Richmond, Virginia. WTVR-TV's John Burkett.
Acting Police Chief Rick Edwards telling us that the detectives believe the 19-year-old suspect in graduate who was shot to death outside the Altria Theater did know each other.
Wildfires have burned nearly 7 million acres in Canada, and those fires have affected the air quality in parts of the U.S. WCBS-TV's Vanessa Murdoch.
We do anticipate the smoke staying thick. Expect to smell the air again, the smoke in the air. And then as we roll into Thursday, by Thursday evening, some improvement.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie just announced his 2024 presidential campaign and took some shots at the former president.
A lonely, self-consumed, self-serving mirror hog.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinably's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. Okay.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I'd trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. And today we are collecting and playing, subjectively, yes, the most annoying songs of all time. And at 11:30, we will have a showdown of debates, yeah, of what is the most annoying song. But Jane has collected a bunch of them to play as bumper music. And so
Carly Rae Jepsen.
That song grew on me, I have to say. That was one of the songs at first I was like, oh, this is so poppy and gross. And like when that comes, I was at a wedding on Saturday and that came on and I was not drunk. Because
no,
obviously.
Right. Cause you're
and
expecting.
As I have a baby in me. But I even just now, it's a bop.
I mean, is it lyrically deep and life changing? No, but it's a fun little poppy tune. I don't hate that song.
Oh yeah.
So submit your suggestions. You can do it 844-967-2789. What is the most annoying song according to you? And then we'll recap it all at 11:30. And you can also leave a comment on all our 97 different streams.
All of our different
streams. All of our different streams.
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter.
All the streams.
But now it is time for our rundown of the headlines, the good, the bad, and the sanctimonious. And you can also let me know if you think that is the best word to describe that headline once we get to it, but you'll have to wait. Yeah. So let's start with the good. Sky high egg prices are finally coming back down to earth.
Yay. Thank
God. Are you a big egg eater?
I will occasionally. I wouldn't say that. No, that I'm not I'm a really picky eater, Kristen. So I will only eat eggs in a certain way.
I did
yeah.
not know that about you.
I won't
you.
Eat hard boiled eggs. I would never eat basted or what's the ugly one where they float around and look like aliens? Poached.
So this doesn't affect you, but for everyone else who likes eggs, yeah, they're happy about this.
Well, yeah, because this was a major thing. Eggs were up to like $11 a dozen.
Yeah, so the wholesale price of eggs at one point was $5 from places across the country. And so the retail price was obviously a lot more than that. But now the USDA's most recent report on national egg prices puts the typical wholesale price of a dozen eggs somewhere between 99 cents and $1.39.
Yay.
So it should be feeling a little bit better because the bird flu outbreak has eased. Inflation has loosened up its grip on the economy. And so now whipping up an omelet is a little bit more affordable.
It's just one of those things, though, that you never hear about when the prices start coming down. It's egg prices are skyrocketing and the sky is falling and chickens are dying. But when the prices go down and this is good news, it's just like nobody talks about that.
I also most recently, again, thank you, TikTok. I think once we have a house with a backyard, I would not be opposed to having my own chickens.
Oh, really?
I might turn into that person. One, because you get your own eggs, but two, because they eat all your garbage. You can feed them not like garbage, but like compost and stuff.
Oh.
Like, and so it's like a way to say like be more waste free. You get eggs. I don't know. I saw a TikTok about it, and then I was like, someday. But we don't have a fenced in backyard right now. So they would just be chickens running all over my neighborhood, which I don't think would make me very popular.
Well, and I don't think they'd last very long. I mean,
why? Because you don't think I'd take care of them?
No, because there are predators for chickens. My dog, when my husband and I would go on vacation and we'd be gone for 2 weeks and I would let my friend who lived out in the country, she would watch Barkley for us. And they had a 3-acre lot. So lots of room to run, and they never chained them up or anything. They had a dog too. They did not realize that their neighbor had gotten chickens, and the neighbor let the chickens wander around in their yard. So Barkley killed 9 of their chickens. He was playing with them. They, however,
They were not great playmates.
No. So there are things with chickens that we'll have to talk a little more about.
We'll have to talk through. Yeah. It's a ways away. We just bought this house. Second good headline. For the first time in over a decade, two Madison chefs won a James Beard Award last night. It's the co-owners of the 3-year-old restaurant Fairchild on Monroe Street in Madison, Itaro Nagano and Andrew Kroger. So congratulations to them.
After only 3 years.
Yeah. And actually, I looked up. I have not eaten at Fairchild, but it is very close to where I grew up.
You'll have to check it out.
Margaret Park in Madison.
Yum.
All right. So the bad. Just, you know, is engineering now considered a woke major? Are we anti-engineers because are they part of like DEI or the woke college culture and... Are they indoctrinating students in some way? Is engineering bad now?
Well, doesn't math require a specific response? Then that obviously is discriminatory.
So, the bad. Around $100 million in private donations for a planned engineering building at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is now at risk after Republican lawmakers pulled the project from the state's capital budget.
But we need young people to move to Wisconsin.
So the $347 million engineering building has been up for legislative approval twice. It was first introduced, included in Evers' budget for 2021-23, and was not included then. And he included it again this time around. And last week, GOP members of the Joint Finance Committee did approve about $2.4 billion for the Capitol building projects that included money for Camp Randall Sports Center, so the shell, and a science building at UW-Eau Claire. But the engineering building, literally one of the most popular and growing majors at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and was singled out as a top priority, was axed. And on record, their defense of this was basically Mark Bourne said it shouldn't be surprising that the Republicans trimmed down Evers' original request, but didn't say specifically why not the engineering building. But this is, it goes back to like, I feel like what happened to the Republican Party being like the party of business? Because this is like a coalition of business groups, including Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce,
WMC,
urged state lawmakers to fund the engineering building, and they still didn't. It was a joint. There was a joint letter sent on May 31st that said the legislature's support would make sure that the state's top engineering program remains competitive for years. And I just, what is their thing against the engineers? Like, you know what? Fine. I don't agree with it, but like the DEI stuff, even the arguments around liberal arts degrees and how they don't, you know, it's a waste of money and these kids taking out college loans for their English degrees or their gender studies degrees, which, you know, was one of the things I studied. And, but like engineering is a very applicable major. And we have 8,000 students apply to the engineering program each year. But because of the space constraints, they can only admit 1,200.
Oh my gosh.
So if they were to actually be able to get this building, they would have be able to have an additional 1,000 undergraduate engineering students and enroll a total of 2,000 graduate students. But without, they just can't fit more people in that building. And so, but not important.
Well, no, isn't this just more proof that they hate Madison and UW-Madison more than they want to do what's right for the people in Wisconsin? I mean,
is that it?
What more do you need?
Like, okay, why fund the sports? Because it's not like Camp Randall. It's like where the athletes go work out. It's like the practice facilities. Like, why fund that but not the engineering building to keep the school competitive and this program specifically competitive for a very practical major that usually leads to jobs and people staying in Wisconsin to use those jobs? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
They want more beefy guys working out, Kristen. They don't need engineers who are solving actual problems. Come on. They want to be, it's manly men. We need more manly men.
But it's also like, it makes us less competitive because there's schools like Purdue and University of Illinois and Penn State and Michigan State that all have between 6,000 and 9,500 engineering students enrolled, which is multiple of what Wisconsin can do right now. And
well, and the fact that the Republican Party's best friend, the WMC, right? Wisconsin, yeah, Manufacturers. Yeah. Wow. That should say a lot without having to say anything. We have a couple texts. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in from the 262, Kristen, engineering isn't woke. Education is woke.
Bigger umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah, bigger umbrella is, it's got it. Okay.
And what happened to the Republicans being the party of business? I think it was Representative Boebert last year said they should change the name to the Christian Nationalist Party. They aren't Republicans anymore. They are big governments, and they want everyone to align with their beliefs. There's certainly a faction.
There's certainly a faction. And there's also a faction that is very anti all of this. But finally, moving on, because we only have a couple minutes left. I was struggling with what word to label this story as far as how do we categorize this headline.
Sure.
But as USDA considers banning chocolate milk in some schools, one GOP lawmaker wants to require it. And so this is what we're saying is the sanctimonious of headlines today. Gosh, do we all agree? A couple of weeks back when we were talking about public health crises and what we thought was the most concerning, fourth on that list from the poll that we cited was obesity,
which is a massive
and that's
problem.
Both obesity for adults and also obesity for children. And often, as I love to point out, it comes back to what's in our food and how much sugar and processed chemicals and stuff we put in our food. So the Biden administration is looking to update federal school meal mandates. And one possibility is banning chocolate milk, like milk that has flavoring in it. So it's either would be, you know, chocolate milk, strawberry milk, or allowing schools to serve flavored milk so long as there's no more than 10 grams of added sugar for every 8 ounce, like per 8 ounces. But leave it to Representative Tom Tiffany to make the analogous argument of over my dead body, just like the gas stoves. Not only is he saying that this shouldn't be a law and this should not be the update, he wants to require that every school serves chocolate and strawberry milk.
It's freedom.
And guess what he's calling his legislation?
The Freedom for Milk Act.
Well, it is the Milk Act, which stands for Milk is Indisputably Liked by Kids Act.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Milk. Yes. So really standing up for the kids here, that the kids want flavored milk. So we're going to give them flavored milk, and the wokeness of trying to dictate. And this was the exact quote. Don't be stepping into this field, Tiffany said. Don't be stepping into this arena where you're basically trying to dictate what milk is being served.
Yeah.
So Tom Tiffany really, really standing up for what the people care about
right now. And he's all ours.
Drawing a line. Drawing a line is what matters. And so there you go. The good, the bad, and the sanctimonious. When we come back, new segment we're calling Play Stupid Games, Win Stupid Prizes, Florida Edition. This is As Good Wisconsin.
It's hard to look right at your baby.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 a.m. WAUK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 75. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 46. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs level off around 74. Temperatures near average Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
VIP. Let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Mettner. And all day we are playing what some consider to be the most annoying song of all time. Again, I don't consider that one. I actually like that song.
I would put that on the list.
Really?
Yes. What a poser.
Just because he's a he's annoying.
Yes.
Vanilla Ice is annoying. but the song is still
catchy.
It's fun. My the one that I tweeted out was Nelly Furtado, who I like Nelly Furtado, but Like a Bird, when that song came out and still to this day is just whiny.
And what is the one? It was Sarah Bareilles. That they would play for all the homeless animal ads.
Oh no, that's Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm confusing my Sarahs. Sarah McLachlan. Oh my God,
Arms of the Angel.
Yes,
Arms of an Angel.
Yes, oh God.
That song, that commercial doesn't make you cry. I feel like out of everyone I know, that song would just get you. That commercial would get you every time.
It does, but it's just.
I've never heard that one before.
Really?
People find that song annoying.
Well, because now whenever I hear it, I think of poor starving animals. So it's an
it makes me feel yucky.
It does. It's a bad association kind of thing.
All right. Well, let us know 844-967-2789. What is your most annoying song of all time that you just need to turn off every time you hear it? 844-96-PARTY. But we want to end the hour on, I think we're going to make this into a segment. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes look there. It's the ramifications of my own actions coming to get me.
Whoops.
Whoopsies. So this came from a video captured by, who was this from?
Democracy Watch?
Yeah. Oh, video obtained by Thomas Kennedy of the Democratic National Committee. And it's Republicans in Florida literally begging migrants not to leave Florida over DeSantis's anti-immigration law. Because guess what? Guess who does a lot of the work? Immigrants. And so if they leave and they go to a different state, it leaves a lot of farmers and construction sites. SOL, turns out. So on Monday, Florida Republicans met with migrants to urge them not to leave the state in the wake of a new anti-immigration law that is sparking boycotts of the state. Jane, do we have a clip?
Let's take a listen.
This bill is 100% supposed to scare you.
Y las malas noticias es que este proyecto de ley 100% tiene el propósito de darles miedo.
I'm a farmer and the farmers are mad as hell.
Yo soy un agricultor y los agricultores están bien bravos.
We are losing employees. They're already starting to move to Georgia and other states.
Estamos perdiendo empleados y se están mudando a otros estados como Georgia.
It's urgent that you talk to all your people and convince them that you have resources, state representatives, and other people that can explain the bill to you.
Es urgente que ustedes hablen con sus personas porque tenemos representantes estatales que pueden explicarles este proyecto de ley.
We had the best president in my life in the last 30 years, and I'm still supporting Donald Trump. I love my governor. He's the greatest governor. He's the greatest governor.
Yeah, the guy who was so pro-immigration, Donald Trump. I love him.
And DeSantis. I love the both sides of this bill is meant to scare you. We love our governor. Please don't leave. As a reminder, what this law does, it limits social services for undocumented immigrants, allocates millions more tax dollars to expand DeSantis's migrant relocation program, so i.e. shipping them to Martha's Vineyard, invalidates driver's licenses issued to undocumented people by other states, and requires hospitals that get Medicaid dollars to ask for a patient's immigration status. So, yes, it's just supposed to scare people from coming, but you who already live here and are working, you're safe because we need you. Please don't leave. I don't know how you read what the bill does and not think, oh, I need to go somewhere else. And that this is, he tried to argue that the bill has no teeth and that it's just supposed to scare you. And I just don't understand how you can think, you can hear that and logically think, oh yeah, okay, this is fine. We will stick around. And because this guy who still is backing DeSantis and backing Trump, the guys who have pushed this rhetoric forward and actually followed through with it, like literally did take immigrants and put them, bus them to a different part of the state, didn't let anyone know that it was happening. Like, it's not just words. And this is what happens when you double down and follow through on a narrative to rile up your base, mm-hmm. who is so anti-immigrant. And it turns out that they're only anti-immigrant until it starts affecting them and their bottom line.
Well, and I'm just shocked that that Republican in Florida didn't point out that now all these jobs that migrants have been stealing from people are now available. They're open. There's openings for you.
I know. Come get the
jobs. Come get the jobs. Go work in the fields and help these farmers out, because those nasty migrants have been stealing those jobs for years and years, and we're not going to let that happen anymore.
But now, and so now there's your chance. Go get employed.
Don't let it pass you by, baby. Go pick in the fields.
That is this week's rendition of Play Stupid Games, Win Stupid Prizes, Florida edition.
And that's not going to end either, because I've seen stories already where construction sites in Florida are empty.
Yeah.
People are not, this is not going away. So good luck.
So there you go. All right. Well, coming up in the next hour, when we come back, what is the most you would spend on a single product? So whether it's a laptop, a TV, a grill, like what is something that you would spend a lot of money on or have spent a lot of money on? Because Apple has now introduced a product that is pretty expensive. And I am wondering who is going to buy this thing, but maybe it's you. So we will talk about that when we kick off the 11 o'clock hour. And we are still taking your submissions for the most annoying song of all time. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. We will be back after the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking!
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinably's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.